Good morning, folks, and welcome to High Plains Outdoors. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and am I ever enjoying this Western swing and other things? I bet you are, too. What a way to start the morning. I brag on this every week in our little interlude away from this awesome music, but I love to get out on my porch, sip on some coffee. Sometimes I'll build a little campfire. I've got a little campfire pit right out in front of the porch on this cabin, and don't have one going right now, but I'm thinking about kicking one off here in a little bit after we get through visiting. You know, wild hogs, if you read much of my newspaper columns or my magazine articles or listen to the radio shows that I do very much, you know, the subject of wild hogs and hunting wild hogs comes up. I love to hunt wild hogs. Today, we're going to maybe dispel a myth here. That's what my goal is today. I was visiting with Mr. Whitetail, Larry Wysoon, who's a good friend of mine, and Larry and I do a regular segment called Campfire Talk on some commercial radio stations each week, and we were talking about the weight of wild hogs. And Larry is about my age. He's been in Texas and all over the world as a hunter, you know, but he's killed lots of hogs, and the good Lord knows I have, too, in the past. Oh, there's no telling how many hogs I've killed. I live 1 mile from some awesome hog hunting. And then as an old outdoors writer, I've had the chance to hunt hogs lots of different places and a lot of different ways, you know. But the weight of a wild hog is a tricky thing to estimate, very tricky. Now, in my writings, you know, I'll mention I try to go down on the, I don't want to brag about killing a great big hog, because the hogs I'd like to target, you know, if they're much more than about 125 pounds, I'll usually pass them up. Back in the day, I've killed a lot of big hogs, but I like to eat them, you know, make sausage and ham and pork chops out of them. That's the real reason, other than the fun of it, that I hunt hogs. But Larry and I were talking, Mr. Wysoon there, and about the weight of hogs. Many of those estimated 300-pound hogs, when you really put them on the scales, are going to weigh something like 175 to 200 pounds. That's just the truth. Now, Larry, a long time ago, he and some other guys used a formula, and I'm going to give you this formula. It's easy to remember. For calculating with a cloth tape the weight of a wild hog, it's really simple. And here's what you do. You've got your hog on the ground. You take what's called a heart girth measurement. In other words, right behind the front legs, you run that tape all the way around the hog's body, and you measure that circumference around. It's called a heart girth. So you get the heart girth measurement. File that away. The next measurement that you take is at the front of the ears, right at the base of the hog's skull. It's easy to find, just right there at the ears. You know where the head starts. Measure from there to the base of the tail. Not the tip of the tail, but the base of the tail. And write that number down. So you've got the girth around the hog right behind the front legs. And then you've got from the skull right down the top of his back to the base of his tail. Now, take the heart, we call it heart girth. Take that number and multiply it by itself. Say it's 30 inches. Well, that's 30 times 30. And then multiply that number by the length down its back from the skull to the base of the tail. Multiply that by the number when you multiply the girth times that itself times the length divided by 400. And Larry said he has measured many hogs like that and then weighed them and usually gets within 10 pounds. So that's a tip for you. Now we want maybe some of these 300-pound hogs that old Luke's talking about might just weigh 200 pounds. We're about out of time, folks. Let's get back to some real good music. What do you say? Folks, High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tech's Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter Supply, Darton Archery, Catfish Bubblegum, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, Pyramid Air, and Pro Angler Tackle.